Yeah. We're not talking about that.
Whoa, I just broke the pan.
272-9228 is the number. 272-9228 in Espanol. Vehicle 3-3-4-2-7-2-2-2. The way we do those
ocho. Used one of these, folks.
On a first date. $10 gift card, Seafood Bistro. I better see those phones light up now or I'll...
Don't play the anthem.
Okay.
Thank you.
No other vehicle quite matches the Mercedes-Benz C-Class. So let's compare it to a cheetah. The cheetah's sleek body is the essence of speed and efficiency. The seductive silhouette and sleek curves of the C-Class sedan match it line for line. The cheetah uses its tail to maneuver with ease. The C-Class's dynamic select changes the sedan's driving characteristics with the simple flip of a switch. The cheetah can turn in midair while sprinting. We're working on it. There's never been a better time to bring out the beast in you. Experience the 2018 C300 Sports Sedan, starting at just $40,250. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
MSRP for a 2018 C300 Sports Sedan excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. Options, swap availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Visit Jack Inger Motors on the Eastern Boulevard for exceptional offers on a Mercedes-Benz.
Are in-house printing costs dinging your office budget? Then it's time to call Bernie Office Solutions, because Bernie offers solutions. You can regain control of rising print costs with managed print services, solutions for printing, copy, and document management, so that you can spend your time on your business. The Bernie 360-degree app and the Bernie Help Desk mean that you can spend more time on customers and less time on printing problems, sales, service, and solutions. That's Bernie Office Solutions, 7 Alabama locations. Call 1-866-9-BERNIE.
Boy, look at the time.
I know. And we're going to take a couple of these calls just before we hit the top of the hour in a fresh edition of Fox News, starting with Miami. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
What is this thing that one in four people have used on a first date?
Cell phone.
Cell phone is not the answer we need.
Yeah. We're on the right avenue because it's a now we're into a thing, not a
phrase. Not an action, okay. Or so to speak. Right. Thank you for the call, Tammy. Tank.
Yeah.
What you got? What is this thing?
Pick your nose, man.
No?
Oh, man. Sorry.
But thank you for the call. Here's Chuckster.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. How about Banaka breath spray?
Okay.
Sorry, it's not Banaka. Wasn't Mick Jagger married to her? Thanks for that.
All right, bud.
What?
I didn't say anything.
What are you being such a weenie for?
Me?
That was good.
Dee Dee's a first-time caller.
Hi.
Such courage.
Hi.
Courage.
I haven't been able to hear what other people have answered before my call, though.
All right.
It's something that one in four people have actually used on a first date.
What's your answer?
A coupon.
A coupon? What kind of a first date would that be, somebody using a coupon?
You won.
You got it.
Perfect. Wow, a first-time caller and a winner, too. How about that? Now, let me ask you and Emily.
Uh-huh.
You're on a date with me.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you're impressed with my good looks and my suedeness.
Suedeness?
I take you to
a fine dining establishment.
Uh-huh.
And then when the bill comes, I take out a 2-for-1 coupon. What are you guys going to think of me?
Pulls out a trade slip.
I have doubts going out with you again.
Really?
I told you, you can't do that.
Why?
Because
there is nothing wrong with saving money. I'll spend it on you in different ways.
Saving money, but there's something wrong with being kind of cheapest on a first date.
I see.
Yeah,
it sends the wrong message.
It does.
I'm just going to be honest with everyone in this room, and no one's going to be surprised when I say this, but as long as I've had enough whiskey or gin, I don't care. As long as it's paid for, and I don't have to pay for it.
Well, this question was for sober women.
Sorry.
So, Dee Dee, congratulations. We hope you'll do this again and again and again now that you've tried it the first time. It's habit forming. Don't go away. Jay's going to set up your prize.
October 12th is International Moment of Frustration Scream Day. Citizens of the world are encouraged to go outside at noon and scream to release their frustrations. You know what frustrates me? Trying to eat my lunch when everyone around me is screaming their fool heads off.
try to enjoy International Moment of Frustration Scream Day.
WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. It's been 5 years, and now an American woman and her Canadian husband are released by their captors in Afghanistan, along with 3 children born in captivity. Caitlin Coleman and Josh Boyle were captured hiking in 2012.
Fox News has learned that the Pakistani army transferred this American woman and her family to American control. This was a diplomatically led effort. U.S. Special Operations Forces were not used in the rescue. The family was last seen in a hostage video last December, pleading with then-President Obama to help them.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. More people are told to leave their homes in Northern California with wildfires spreading.
When we were actually leaving, fire on both sides of us. We were driving through the fire.
A lot of homes are gone, with more than 3,500 buildings burned since those fires broke out on Sunday, and at least 23 people found dead. High wind gusts and low humidity in the forecast today. Fox News. We report. You decide.
You found a morning radio program where people say the darndest things. People like Greg Budell.
I love this job.
Jay Scott.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Emily Hayes.
Imbo the Nimbo.
Bailey the Wonder Dog.
Hey! How's your mom and dad?
And Rich Thomas.
Eleanor Roosevelt, not a good-looking woman.
So get all your ducks in a row. It's time for 3 men and a lady.
I don't know how many people in the crowd saw, but it's one of those situations where you're looking for just the right word.
Nice beaver.
On that note, what's the weather like?
Yo, estoy, me amo Gregorio, muy suavecito, along with Jay Scott, Emily Hayes. Where's that Embo?
Embo the Embo.
Y'all, we're going to have to tell him the things about. He's going to be so tickled.
And of course, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
A few clouds out there this morning. Will today be worse than yesterday? No, a little better, with a slightly lower humidity. Lots of sunshine, high around 87. After yesterday's record high of 92, we blew away the old record of 90 back in 2014. And then, you know, the day before we had a record too. Tonight, mainly clear, not as warm. Overnight lows 64. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. Rain chances only about 10%, with a high close to 90 on Friday, with upper 60s on Friday night, and then up to about 87 on Saturday, with partly sunny skies and rain chances under 20%, but not zero Saturday. I think on Sunday we could see some widely scattered storms, high around 86, and into the evening hours, the rain chances perhaps a little better because of a front approaching. That's the front that's going to deliver the nice air, the cooler, drier air that arrives on Monday, and by Monday night, we are in good shape. This morning, with a few clouds out there right now, the dew point is a little bit lower than this time yesterday morning. 67 is still what would generally be considered unacceptable, but an improvement. High, the temperature right now is 71 at 8:09. So let me talk to you about Bryson's Fine Jewelry. They're over there in East Chase, and if you look at Costco, they're off to the left there. They're in the parking lot, like right across from, not right across, but right next to Costco. Bryson's offers antique estate jewelry, including diamonds, diamond engagement rings, art deco jewelry. They are the leading bridal jeweler, including bridal sets, engagement rings, semi-mount rings, wedding bands, solitaires. Very unique showroom. I like it because not only do they have the showroom kind of like up front, you can see through the windows and see the guys working on the jewelry, not only the new stuff, but also the fixing of your jewelry that you bring in that needs to be repaired. You don't see that anymore. They also offer free, no obligation diamond buying education courses, and I don't know of anybody else doing that. As far as jewelry repairs, the only store in Alabama with both a master jeweler and a master watchmaker certified in Rolex repair. You used to have to go way out of town for that. They have 5 jewelers on site, professionals who eat, breathe, and sleep jewelry, with extensive gemological training. So you got exceptional customer service, superior value, attention to detail, perfection, speed of service, all of their hallmarks. Bryson's stands behind their products. If they don't have it, they can make it. Bryson's Fine Jewelry, 8073 East Chase Parkway, next to Costco, open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 7.
Don't forget to visit our website, newstalk931.com, and register to win an Amazon
Echo. Echo. Echo.
Love that.
Right? Why not?
I think it's good. We're giving away an Amazon Echo every weekday for the rest of October, which is pretty spectacular.
That is pretty cool.
It's pretty spectacular. And the guy on my left and the guy on my right, they know all about the Amazon Echo, and they're big fans of it. So if you want to score one, go get registered over at the website. We're playing the name game, so you have to put in your full name. And then we will call out one name per day, and then you have an hour to get in touch with us at 377-ECHO.
Echo.
Echo. Echo. And claim your prize. And if you miss your name, if you don't call within the hour, then we're calling another name. It's madness up here at Blue Water.
377.
Echo.
That's right. Damn it.
Echo. Echo.
That's, I saw you were waiting for it. I was trying to set you up.
You did. You
did. Perfectly. It's all right. And we have to take a second to thank the sponsors that are helping us give away these Echoes. McGriff Paint, sure. Auto Body, and Gulf Coast Supply and Manufacturing, who are getting set to open up on Plantation Way later this month. They have been in Florida for over 20 years, and we've talked about hurricanes and the building standards that you have to meet down there. So they're bringing their expertise up here to the River Region, and we're happy to have Gulf Coast Supply and Manufacturing on board. So get ready for an Amazon Echo today.
We're going
to
give one away every single day.
Every weekday for the month of October.
Wow.
It's madness.
That number again, 377.
Echo. Echo.
There you go.
All righty. And we have a celebrity on the phone. It's our friend from Seafood Bistro, Paul.
Don't!
Hey, Paul.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was, I have some somber news about the Seafood Bistro, I guess.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Somber.
Somber news, you know.
Okay. What's up?
Unfortunately, we will have to, we're shutting down the Seafood Bistro on a Woodmere location. Coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. This is not what we talked about the other day.
I know. It's horrible.
It's wretched.
So no more Diet Coke from our Coke machine, Greg. At the gas station.
Hold it, Paul. Hold it. I got to make a quick call.
Hello, suicide hotline. Please hold.
Oh, God. What are you telling us, Paul?
What are you telling us?
Is there more?
So. But on the good side is we are moving to Perry Hill and Carmichael over there.
Yes!
So we're closer to you guys.
Yes!
We're going to be so close!
Very nice.
And nobody's going to be happier about that than Mrs. Ritterbottle, because I can just swing by there on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Since I go down that intersection every day to get on 85.
I am so pumped about y'all coming over to Perry Hill.
Hey, Paul, how soon would that happen, do you think?
We're hoping December, so probably the end of the year or the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Perfect.
Gotcha.
So, we'll keep y'all updated as the process moves along. But
all right.
Like I said,
how
some
long
somber you, news and some good news.
How long are you staying open there over in Woodmere? When are you going to close that?
When are you going to transition?
Probably 2 weeks prior to open.
I got you.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right, cool.
All right.
Well, that's great news, man.
Yay, Paul.
Bulletin news.
And I don't know if you've heard, Paul, but we've had call after call from winners raving about their first experience with Seafood Bistro.
Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you for doing a phenomenal job.
Yeah. Oh, National Gumbo Day.
I will see all y'all for a gumbo today, right?
National Gumbo Day.
Let's make it happen.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care.
No problem.
All right.
He is truly one of the really nice guys, too, on top of having a wonderful restaurant. And that's so great that he's got a new location to expand to. And
yeah.
I'm super pumped.
Oh, my God. Look who's here. It's our second lawyer of the day, Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, Chad.
Well, now I'm in a total panic. What am I going to do during that 2-week transition?
Well, I know. Starve. Maybe go on a diet.
Stock up.
I mean, I'm going to have to, like, go to Captain D's or something?
No.
No.
Wow. Captain
D's. Not even close. I guess that's a good time to start your diet right before
that. That's right.
Right?
Yep.
So, and then gorge. So, hey, I know, Fritz, that it's only, the humidity is only like 5 points lower, but you can really tell a difference this morning.
Well, I'm glad. And then tonight, I think the dew points will actually fall to the 50s, so that will seem significantly better. But it won't last long. The moisture is going to start migrating back over the weekend. So hang on, folks. Monday's the day.
Is rain Sunday? Is that what we're looking at?
You know, a slight chance with that front coming in, but not much. It's spotty.
Right. I guess we can deal with that. We've needed the rain, so but I can't complain too much.
Thank you, Nate, for 4 inches at my house, 4.19.
Yeah, you know, I think
we had 4.38 at mine. Yeah. I was behind you for a while, and then that last big storm, I rocketed ahead.
Rainfall
like
Emmy.
The day after the storm, we got just as much rain.
Right, and so I'm including the 2 day total.
Yeah.
Right. Well, big football weekend for everybody this weekend. My son comes home this weekend. It's going to be a nice week.
Duncan and Son predict-a-thon number, is it 7 or 8 tomorrow?
8, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be 8. It's 8, yeah.
It's hard to believe.
Wow. Time is flying when you're already at number 8.
Yep. Which team are we going with tomorrow? Which one are we doing?
Did we decide yet?
I haven't looked at the schedule, I don't know.
I got it right here.
Alabama's playing Arkansas.
Yeah, Alabama is, they're hosting Arkansas in Tuscaloosa. And you got Alabama and LSU is the CBS national game.
Wait, Alabama LSU is this weekend?
I mean, the Auburn LSU is the CBS national game.
That'll be the game we'll do in the prediction.
Yeah, CBS is thinking right now, man, it's not like such a good bet now.
Because of LSU?
Yeah. But those are as entertaining, so it should be fun.
Well, they won their last game.
Yeah. You guys have a good afternoon. A good day, all right?
Thanks.
All right, something else. Here are the top 5 movies that Harvey Weinstein wanted to make and didn't.
Are you going to use the sounder?
Of course. Is everybody excited for this?
Yep.
Number 5.
Big Mama's Blouse.
Okay.
Am I going to understand any of these jokes?
It's only number 5. What, you've never heard of Big Mama's House?
No.
Martin Lawrence?
No.
Okay. Oh.
I've never seen it either, but I worked in the theater when it came out, so it doesn't matter.
All right.
Number 4.
Crouching Dragon, Hidden Trouser.
Okay, yeah, I understood that joke.
Right.
Number 3.
Hold on. I'm not connected again. Jeez.
Well, it said number 3.
I want to hear it.
Number 3.
Bridget Jones, Hush Money.
Don't get choked up about it.
Number 2.
Stand By Me While I Shower.
Oh. How gross.
All right.
And number 1.
Given that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon turned out to be just about as sleazy as Harvey, they're going to do another movie and call it Good Will Humping. What a great way to send you out with such a funny...
On humping?
Ladies and gentlemen, Emily has left the building.
I can fix that hump. What hump?
Igor, would you give me a hand with the back?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the toilet.
It's young Frankie. If you watched that part of the movie, you would have known that was funny. You would have been laughing.
Most of it. I watched most of it.
I've never seen anybody look so unhappy saying they watched Young Frankenstein, you know?
Because y'all hate everything I love and think that I hate everything you love, and that's just not the case.
Well, Eagles, chocolate,
but you're right
dressing.
About me thinking you hate everything I like.
That's not true. But... Bye.
Bye. Well, we'll continue with this incredibly tasteless program. We got a good edition of News of the Weird today coming up, including something going on in Switzerland where they're making jewelry out of sewage.
What?
I love it. I love it.
Swimming in raw sewage.
Yeah,
I love it.
So all of those things are ahead. Now, something else you may want to consider at this time of the year is we think ahead to the holidays, and maybe there's something about your house that you would like to improve or enhance. Shutters. If you get those pretend shutters that cost about $20 each, those warp in the heat, painting them is like the biggest waste of time. And you'll see many homes around the river region where those used to be, there's now lighter bricks than the rest of the house. When you get the real deal, you'll be getting it from Southern Shutter. Southern Shutter. And we're happy to introduce a new contact there, as J.J. Whitaker has been promoted upward. And that's Hunter Robinson. Young ladies, he is a handsome fellow. and you can reach him and get a great deal. This is the advantage of living here, because these shutters are made here and they're shipped all over North America. There's some in Europe. Their reputation for quality and endurance and look is incredible. But you can reach out to him at 294-1258 and get yourself a great deal at Southern Shutter. Now, go to the website to see what I'm talking about, because what you see there is what you'll see in your home. I have followed the creation of shutters from the selection of the wood. There's a machine, I call it the Year No Good Wood Machine, that electronically scans and detects weaknesses. So no fiber of wood that goes into any Southern shutter is anything less than 100% durable. That's why we got calls from people saying, I've had them for 30 years outside my home, and they still look great. And that's what you want. Get good quality. They're more than decorative, too. They can serve a functional purpose as well. But get something that's not only going to enhance the value of your home, but the look of it as well. So talk to Hunter Robinson at 294-1258. Browse in advance at southernshutter.com. We've got news and traffic, and then we'll be back with today's News of the Weird and a guest.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Police are investigating a robbery of a man in the 9100 block of East Chase Parkway. The victim was not injured. As far as we know, police have released no other info on this robbery or the business parking lot where it occurred. Jesse Madison Halton, well, he's the teen that shot his mother and father allegedly in the head at their home September 11th of last year. He's been in the Elmore County Detention Facility ever since he was arrested. Well, the Elmore County Grand Jury has indicted Halton on those deaths. Halton's lawyer, Tom Azar, maintains his innocence. And the former chief of the Deetsville Volunteer Fire Department getting a plea deal for setting three fires in Elmore County. As a part of the deal, he will do no jail time. He will also have no affiliation with any other fire department for the rest of his life and will undergo counseling. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A very serious accident this morning over in the Prattville area, Old Ridge Road, close to Highway 31. They were going to call in Lifelight. Weather prevented that. A car impacted a power pole. The pole is broken. Entrapment, injuries, all kinds of bad stuff in that area this morning, so try to avoid it if you can. No other accidents, just some rush hour stuff on 65 southbound around Highway 143 down around the interchange in North Boulevard. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
20% off, 20% off. Take up to 20% off every select new car, truck, and SUV on our lot at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. So don't miss out. We're taking up to 20% off MSRP on every, and we mean every, select new 2017 Dodge Chrysler and Jeep. We're even taking 20% off new 2017 Ram trucks, like a new 2017 Ram 1500. Lease just $299 per month. Plus, our lenders can get just about anyone approved, and Brubaker will take any trade. Regardless of year, make, model, or how much you owe. Remember, all that matters is what you pay, and you pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Every select new 2017 car, truck, and SUV now up to 20% off MSRP during Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or online at Brubaker.com.
Qualified license, 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived, $299 at inception, plus tax, tag, title, doc, destination, and acquisition fees, all rebates to dealer, negative equity, make you refinanced, offers don't combine.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Enjoy catering without compromise from Nuke's Eatery. From box lunches to our decadent whole cakes, we'll make sure everything exceeds your expectations. Our catering specialists can even build a custom tray to complement your event, like the irresistible bruschetta platter. We'll make sure everything looks great and everyone leaves satisfied. So call Nuke's Eatery today. We cater, you party.
Call Nuke's Catering at 334-414-1759 to place your order.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers in nutrition, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He doesn't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive!
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
I'm gonna have to call the Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy.
What's everybody gonna be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking.
It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
This is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Look at me. Now give me some candy.
Give me some candy. That's I love that bit. It is 8:30 already. Man, this morning has flown by, but it does when you're having fun. I don't think there's a person within the sound of my voice that would not like to see Alzheimer's eradicated from the planet. It's an ongoing effort, and there's a way you can help. And here to tell us about that is Heather Goggin. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How can we help you, and what's the event you've got coming up this weekend?
Well, the biggest thing you can do this weekend is come out and be a part of the River Region Walk 10 Alzheimer's, which is this Sunday at AUM. We'll have registration starting at 1:30, and the walk ceremony starts at 3. Come out. There's no cost to register. We would love for everyone to make a donation and to fundraise, of course, because it is the world's largest event to raise funds and awareness for Alzheimer's care, research, and advocacy. But it's a really important day that gives a chance for people who are dealing with Alzheimer's, whether with the disease or having lost someone or as a caregiver, to really be a part of a community of people who understand it.
Right. Until you've seen it up close in someone you love, you have no idea what a heartbreaking situation.
Tough to deal with.
Very tough, and that's why we're happy to support any effort, and of course those that have it. One day we'd love to see them invent the thing that, and they're making progress in some aspects, aren't they?
They are. We're really fortunate. Congress, for the 2017 budget, did a new $414 million appropriation to the National Institutes of Health for research, and then it has passed the House so far for an additional $414 million, which is incredible. It's unprecedented. And if you look at the amount that we've spent in our country on research for heart disease and cancer and things like that, heart disease has decreased over the last 20 years right. by about 19%. Wow. In that same time, Alzheimer's has increased by 89%.
Oh my gosh.
So it puts a number on it, and it makes you realize how important that research and funding is to be able to do that.
Interesting story yesterday about the pharmacy that serves our Congress. just for them.
Yeah.
This is where they get their prescriptions filled and stuff. And part of the story was talking about secret deliveries of Alzheimer's medications, and it makes you wonder
if some of our legislators...
Well, I mean, and this is not to mock her. I may not agree with her politics, but I certainly would never mock anybody. But Nancy Pelosi's had some real unusual episodes in public lately.
She said some wild stuff.
Can't remember and so forth. And I don't know. I just thought that I've never heard of the... I didn't even know. We've talked a lot about D.C. and stuff that Congress even had. I know they had a bank because there was a big scandal with that a number of years ago. I didn't know they had their own personal pharmacy, and there it is on that website. Quaint little building, but they serve the House and Senate with their prescription needs.
Is there a website that you guys can...
there is. It is act.alz.org/river region.
Okay. Say it one more time. ACT.
ACT.alz.
Okay.
.org.
Okay.
/river region.
All right.
The walk itself is around the AUM campus.
It is. It's about a 2-mile walk. And if you want to come out and be a part of the walk and don't want to walk the 2 miles, that is completely okay. You can come out and be a part of the community and fun. We're going to have music. We'll have some different entertainment. We'll meet students and things like that. It's a really fun day.
So can't think of a better place, by the way. We are official members now, my family, of the Warhawk Nation.
Well, and also, we welcome everyone. We've got a couple of contests going on. We're going to have a Team Spirit contest. So if you have a walk team that's registered, you know, we're letting everybody shape what they think Team Spirit looks like. But we're also having a Best Dressed Pet and a Best Dressed Kid contest.
You know,
I was just thinking about Bailey over here. And of course, we call our Best Dressed is your Best Purple because that's the color for Alzheimer's Awareness. So we've got some fabulous prizes that we're going to have for all of those different competitions. It'll be a lot of fun to see Bailey had to throw on her tutu and come on out and hang out with us.
Her tutu. What do you think, Bailey? 1:30 at AUM till 3 o'clock?
Well, the ceremony will start at 3. So one of the most incredible things about our walk is we have what we call the Promise Garden. And so we have flowers that everyone will choose the flower that represents them.
Mm-hmm.
Orange represents someone who supports the cause and the vision of a world without Alzheimer's. Yeah. Yellow is someone who is a caregiver for someone with Alzheimer's. Purple is you've lost someone to Alzheimer's or dementia. Yeah. And blue is I have Alzheimer's or dementia.
Ooh, okay.
And we will have people who carry all four colors, but during the ceremony, which is a really brief ceremony, we will have someone who represents each of those four flowers who will speak briefly about why they walk and why this is so important. And it's a really, it's really moving. It's very emotional, but it's also very empowering and very uplifting to see that. And after that, we'll set everybody off to walk. And like I said, we've got some fun things set up around the walk and celebration after the fact and all those things.
And that's this Saturday.
This Sunday.
Sunday.
This Sunday. I beg your pardon.
This Sunday.
Registration at 1:30, walk at 3:15. What part of the AUM campus will you be set up?
We will be over by the School of Nursing, which is back by the library in the back of the campus. And there is a trail that goes all the way around there, up around the Wellness Center, and comes right back.
Okay. This is very tempting. I mean, I want to make a donation for sure.
Wonderful.
I'm just wondering, this is probably a chance not just to walk, but to get into the habit of walking.
Yeah.
I'm at that age where I should be doing more of that type of activity.
we're trying to.
We hope that you you get great support for this event. Weather should be good, right?
Oh, the weather's going to be perfect, I think.
See, he arranges these things.
Wonderful. I appreciate that.
He's got those special powers. So once again, help us help the Alzheimer's Association with a walk to end Alzheimer's Sunday. Again, registration 1:30, walk at 3:15 at AUM and Heather Goggin.
Can I add one more thing that I forgot to mention?
Please.
Okay. We have partnered with MCOA, the Montgomery Area Council on Aging. This is the second year we've done this. They have the Meals on Wheels program, and they realized a couple of years ago that a lot of their clients were sharing their meals with their pets. And, of course, that means their clients aren't getting the nutrition they need, and we all know people food is not always the best for pets.
Right.
So they started a program that is funded. It's not even funded. It is done entirely through donations of pet food, and there is no funding for it at all. So we've partnered with them the last 2 years and asked people to bring donations of pet foods, cat foods, dog foods, whatever, to the walk. MCOA will be there to collect it, and it helps support their program.
Excellent. Did you hear that, Bailey? People food is not always good for pets. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, baby.
Wow, I've never heard Bailey get quite that hostile before. I don't think you should have told her that, Rich. Well, we thank you for coming
by.
Thank you, guys. If you're in the neighborhood Friday afternoon between 3 and 6, come by and visit Happy Hour.
All right, sounds great.
At the last minute, I want to give you a check then, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Heather.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Appreciate it. All right, it is 8:36 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
The humidity today is not quite as oppressive as it has been. Lots of sunshine today, somewhat lower humidity with a high around 87. Tonight, mostly clear. Not quite as cool, not as, quite as warm tonight, overnight low 64. So tomorrow, I think we'll see partial sunshine. Rain chances running, you know, under 20%. I'll say 10%. There'll be a couple of blips on the radar. With a high temperature close to 90 tomorrow, upper 60s tomorrow night, around 87 Saturday with rain chances generally under 20%, but not zero. And then on Sunday, high around 86, widely scattered storms possible, especially by evening as we get closer to that frontal system which is coming in, the front we really are looking forward to. We're counting down the hours, Sue, which arrives first thing on Monday morning. Then breezy, much cooler during the day Monday. It'll start to feel like fall, especially by Monday night into Tuesday, no doubt about it. This morning, we have generally clear skies out there right now. Actually, we're starting to clear after a cloudy morning. Our temperature is 71 with calm winds at 836.
I am privileged to represent and speak on behalf of the great team, Tip Tames, Greg, all that group at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. And in particular, a category, this is where we bought our first. Now, I just like to remind you that I would never suggest you spend your money at a place I'm not willing to spend my own. And we have now become three-time purchasers from Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. And it started in the category I'm telling you about right now, cars under $10,000. If you're shopping for a reliable vehicle for a new driver and something that has safety features and is in good shape, so the first thing a new driver doesn't have to learn is how to call AAA. Take a look at, I got a nice SUV, a beautiful 2006 Nissan Murano, among others. Many like the idea of a pickup because it's room for two. There's no temptation to bring extra friends, new driver. They got a 2003 Toyota Tacoma base for $5,700. If you're looking at things like fuel economy and safety, the Volkswagen Jetta 2005 at $5,700. These cars, first of all, of course, every new driver wants a brand new Porsche. That's not realistic for almost everybody. But you do want them driving something they won't be embarrassed to be in, for gosh sakes. Nobody wants to hear that. And, of course, that has a body that's in excellent condition, a good vehicle history, and an engine that David Ingram's mechanics have said, we're good to go. We can get behind this car and put it out there because we're not reselling somebody else's troubles. So stop by and see Tip Tames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Or visit them online at Jack Ingram, SignatureUseCars.com.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, everything looking real good for you out on the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway. The 31s are all clear, accident-free, delay-free this morning. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter is clearing the lot of Tacomas and RAV4s. They'll trade for anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag onto the lot. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Attention all active military and veterans. If you have honorably served in the armed forces, then you qualify for a VA home loan, guardsmen and reservists included. This program offers 100% financing. You have earned this exclusive benefit. 100% financing means no money down for a home purchase. Your service is your down payment. But if you're looking to refinance, then you can cash out up to 100% of your home's value. Unlock the equity in your home by refinancing today. It's time to pay off that high-interest credit card debt and make those home improvements, or take a vacation. Alabama Home Mortgage appreciates your service to our nation. Call us today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, so we can thank you personally. That's 567-4223. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. For 12 years, we've called Montgomery home. And one thing that we've learned is that local business drives the local economy. It's the lifeblood of our community. So when you're thinking about a purchase, think local first.
Hi, this is Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms. When you're looking for nursing uniforms, look to us. Serendipity is your one-stop shop for nursing and children's uniforms. We're proud to be a local business, and we care about our community.
It's our community. Buy local. Think local. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dressing up on Halloween. Costume that's sexy, going to a party, and soon need a good costume. I just cannot seem to find anything good online. They all show your behind, almost nude. I need a costume. Oh, guess I could be a sexy nurse or a sexy Snow White. But all the costumes are so tiny, revealing and tight. Wear just a bra and pantyhose out on Halloween night. Lots of skin and my cellulite. Oh, looking for a costume, looking for a costume. One where I'm not in the nude, one where I'm not in the nude. Looking for a costume, looking for a costume. One where I won't be naked, I'm not going out there nude.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news. Weird
news. News of the weird.
News of the weird. They are literally, you've heard the, there's a ding on my phone is what there is. There is a an old saying that talks about spinning straw into gold.
Mm-hmm.
They're spinning sewage into gold. In Switzerland. Check it out.
Underneath Switzerland lies the most precious metals, and our diving experts have gone the distance to recover the most rare sewage gold.
It's our 5th year anniversary, and I wanted to make it special, so I took the plunge and found the perfect ring. I only threw up 3 times.
Every woman yearns to have the most exceptional gold around their neck. Yeah.
Sewage gold has an extra shine to it that no other gold has, and with a unique smell.
It can only be sewage.
It's beautiful.
For a limited time, get your golden log pendant today from Sewage Jewelers.
It can only be sewage.
Couple of animal stories today. We have an elk. You know, I've mentioned this before in the show. The dum-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Farmers. What does he say? J.K.
Elk Rowling Insurance or something, yeah. J.K. Rowling, J.K. Simmons.
We've done a few things because we've seen a few things or whatever. So hey. There's the poor elk's antlers up on the wall.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess with these animals. And apparently they have elk in a park in Missouri. And a group of people decided to take a selfie with the elk.
Yikes.
These are, I mean, they're kind of docile looking from a distance, but they're big.
And
they're
strong.
Big
suckers.
Yeah, yes, sure. Very strong. One of the park rangers tried to shout a warning to the people to not get too close, but before they could respond, it lowered its head and shook its rack at a woman, sort of a rack-to-rack kind of thing. They escaped without serious injuries, some cuts and stuff. And I'm just passing this along. So if you go elsewhere, you run into one of these things. As the show quickly descends. I can't, this thing is cutting in and out. This has got to get fixed.
Yeah, well.
I think me and Emily.
I've put it in, I pulled it out. I sound like an Isley Brothers song. Put it, oh, that was Disco Lady. That was Johnny Taylor, probably me. Yeah. and it just, no matter what I do, moisten it with spit.
We're gonna get a Q-tip and a toothpick, and we're gonna get some alcohol and kind of clean the inside there. See if we can clean it first and see what happens. If that doesn't work, we'll have to get Tom on the case to probably replace the connector.
Now here's a guy in New Zealand who recently took his black cat to the vet because it was acting weird. So the vet put it on anti-anxiety medications. Then a week later, he realized it wasn't his black cat, it was his neighbor's. Here's that story on Lee High School. And you know this is coming to Montgomery at some point.
Not our Lee High School.
Robert E. Lee in San Antonio wanted everybody to be happy, so they voted to change the school name to Legacy of Educational Excellence High School. So the initials are still Lee, but it's no longer named.
That's a great name, honestly. Right. Legacy of Educational Excellence.
Yeah. In China, I don't think we'll ever see this in a restaurant here. We hope not. A woman at a Beijing restaurant told her son, tinkle into a bowl at the table instead of going to the bathroom. She said to other customers, it's fine because we're going to wash the bowl anyway.
What?
Yeah. At the table, they took a bowl and she let her son tinkle into the bowl, which disturbed other diners.
Yeah, I would
easily
think so.
A city official in Clearwater, Florida, on administrative leave after getting drunk at an Oktoberfest event. He crashed a golf cart into some tables at an outdoor restaurant, then put a guy in a rear chokehold for videotaping the event. He was arrested on a number of charges and will probably have to do some rehab and stuff to get his...
Probably.
If he gets his job back with the Clearwater. And here's a guy who just is weird for his hearty constitution. 35-year-old man in New York stabbed in the heart Monday night, walked 5 blocks to a hospital and checked himself in. That's what manly men do when they get stabbed in the heart like that. I've had a tough time figuring out who is the maroonest of the maroons today.
Maroonest of the maroons.
We'll get Randy Burkhalter in to help us out with that. I did mention this earlier. I'll mention it one more time since we have a sec. A school in Poughkeepsie, New York, was on lockdown after a fight broke out among students. Mm-hmm. While the school was locked down, officials called the students' parents to come and pick up these suspended students. But when the parents got there, they got into a huge brawl, so the school had to be locked down again as the parents and students were taken away by police. Charges and all of that stuff are pending. It's 8:50.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They're more than a typical pawn shop. Sure, they can get you the best price on your pawn, but let's talk about the high caliber part. Danny and the staff have been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. Hey, you're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. You're family. When it comes to hunting gear or personal protection, check High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Active military gets their first transfer free. Make this season a trophy season. Visit High Caliber Gun and Pawn today. The fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day. You get in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. It's all here. New, used, ammo, cleaning, and repair. Head to Prattville to High Caliber Gun and Pawn on South Memorial Drive, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Just look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings. You know, Christmas is closer than you think. Layaway now at High Caliber Gun and Pawn.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day, whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
No other vehicle quite matches the Mercedes-Benz C-Class. So let's compare it to a cheetah. The cheetah's sleek body is the essence of speed and efficiency. The seductive silhouette and sleek curves of the C-Class sedan match it line for line. The cheetah uses its tail to maneuver with ease. The C-Class's dynamic select changes the sedan's driving characteristics with the simple flip of a switch. The cheetah can turn in midair while sprinting. We're working on it. There's never been a better time to bring out the beast in you. Experience the 2018 C300 Sports Sedan, starting at just $40,250. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
MSRP for a 2018 C300 Sports Sedan excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. Options, swap availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Visit Jack Inger Motors on the Eastern Boulevard for exceptional offers on a Mercedes-Benz.
Restaurants come and go, but great restaurants stay around for years. Visit Sinclair's and see why.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have.
Sinclair's has the freshest dishes.
I feel great about fresh food here at Sinclair's. It's not frozen.
He sources out all the local produce and local meats from local stores here, so everything's fresh.
There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
Sinclair's has everything. You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Have you tried Sinclair's wings?
Oh, the wings are excellent. The hot wings are very good.
Sinclair's has desserts. Homemade. The perfect finish to a great meal.
They have pies, ice cream for the kids. All dessert at the end of the meal are fantastic.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining for decades. Vaughn Road at Taylor.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Star Wars 8, The Last Jedi is coming. And this Star Wars film is so completely different than all the other Star Wars movies. Complete with Wookiees, talking cyborgs, stormtroopers, good versus evil, and lightsabers. So unique, so original, so distinct. It's like nothing you haven't seen seven times before. Coming this December for Star Wars suckers everywhere.
All right, at 8:54 on 3 Men and a Lady, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You've got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Honorary mention today to the Cleveland Indians.
Jeez.
For taking a 2-0 lead on the Yankees.
Jeez.
And blowing it. I mean, basically, Yankees should not have lost game two.
Oh, man.
So a team that set a record in the American League for the most wins in a row just a month ago gets swept out.
Where's that sharp knife?
I can make a call on your behalf.
Hello, Suicide Hotline. Please hold.
They've been busy over there all morning. So let's bring in the countrified wisdom of our friend Randy Burkhalter.
Hello. How
you doing, my friend?
Good.
And consider today's nominee. Nominee number one, it's an audio clip. This is Lindsay Lohan, who posted this on YouTube yesterday.
Hi, this is Lindsay Lohan. Hi, I'm in Dubai. I'm home. And I feel very bad for Harvey Weinstein right now. I don't think it's right what's going on. I think Georgina needs to take a stand and be there for her husband. And he's never harmed me or done anything wrong to me. And we've done several movies together. And so I think everyone needs to stop. I think it's wrong. So stand up.
So Lindsay, who has crawled back under the rock of obscurity after all the chaos just 10 years ago, when that video was posted, received holy hell from Twitter and Facebook and every other social media source, and quickly pulled it, realizing, you know what, I may be the only person in America
supporting this guy.
This guy, yeah, this perv. So she gets our first nominee. Number two, guess what state?
Maybe Florida?
Florida, yes. Two guys. Now, every once in a while you go to a fast food place, they don't quite have what you want ready to hand in a sack, so they ask you to pull up. This happened at a Taco Bell. Taco Bell, that's how we in Chicago, you know, the first. Taco Bell, please pull forward, and we'll bring your meal out to you. Well, they refused to do it. So that started a big backup, because if they don't move, then the people behind who already ordered can't get their food. And then people are... So the line starts to circle around the place. So the police were called, and these two idiots who wouldn't pull up 10, 15 feet and wait got arrested for disturbing the peace. And finally... This may be a friend of Jay, so I'll be kind here. This guy was caught shoplifting a comic book in New York City and was caught in the process and attempted to flee by leaping out of the second floor window of the building. He fractured his pelvis and was immediately arrested.
Good Lord.
Well, you know...
That's some comic book.
Was it a Superman comic book?
Well, kind of. I mean, if you're reading Justice League of America, it does not endow you with Superman powers. So, not only does it have a broken pelvis, but a criminal record as well. So, who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
It's hard for me. What do you think, Randy?
I'm going to go with the girl first.
Lindsay
Lohan?
Lohan.
Yeah,
that's really, I mean, we know the woman's had her issues with chemical, and she sounded like death in that video.
She did.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
So there you go. Now, let's talk about Prattville Farm Center as we hit the middle of October, man.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you a scary story about this. I used to live in a little community up north in Tall County called White City.
I know where it is, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know where it is?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Not too many folks can say that. It's a very nice community. It is an absolutely lovely place to live. But I had land, and I called a guy, and I said, look, I need a fence row cleared off. And, you know, a little bit of land cleared up. So he comes out with a bulldozer, runs through there, says thank you very much, leaves. And what he left me with was huge piles of dirt intermixed with brush and trees, basically a bigger mess than what I started with.
Right.
I did have a cleared fence row, but what I had also to deal with was a huge headache of mess that, I mean, he just left it, looked like a bomb blew up. That is a horror story. The good news is,